Parshat Achrimot. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, Condemn or Defend. And it's based on the psukim at the beginning of the Parsha, Perek Tetzayim, psukim Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. The thoughts that I'd like to share with you, I say with great trepidation, but I'm quite disturbed. Ani Akatan, who am I to say? And that's the trepidation, the hesitation, but let me convey my thoughts. It seems that whenever there's a unbelievable, overwhelming tragedy, be it on a personal level or on a communal level, or all of Klal Yisrael, or the entire world, one that we are facing now with the virus, you have numerous people that voice an explanation. We understand. If it happens in a community, they'll say, well, you know what happened there? Because they run a kiddush club. Because the Nat Shul is totally talking throughout davening. Or in that community, there's no tznius. Everybody thinks about money. Everybody thinks to show off. Bayanim. It's filled with lashon hara. We can go on with immediate fighting, a lack of kavanat Torah, a lack of kavanat for b'nei Torah, responsibility for taking care of, or on a universal level, a world that's corrupt, a world that's this, and a world that's that. And then there's another group of saying, well, if you see this Medrash, this Zohar, this Pasuk here in Tanakh, and so on and so forth, you know that we really are deeply full strength ahead in Ikvot the Mashiach, and this is what's going to happen. They're right, they're wrong, I don't know, but it's difficult to me to understand. So you have a group that condemn. It's happening because everybody, or this group, and so on and so forth. And if it's not this group, it's Ola Rosh, Ola Shecheino, it's the neighbors, and someone else. And then there's another group that's saying, we don't know what's happening, evidently it's God's master program to lead us to be at the Mashiach, because we're fine, we've gone through, we've suffered, we overcame, and we're still a machzik Torah and mitzvot, and therefore, it's just a way to lead us to Biyat HaMashiach. Who knows? I'm basing this thought, it's not just basing, it's primarily the thought that the Oznaim LaTorah says on the Psukim relating to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And he switches clothing. Bizot yavo Aaron el kodesh v'parbe v'kalachat v'ayil la'ula k'tonet bat kodesh yilbash. There is the clothing that he wears, not of the position of the Kohen Gadol, but simple white linen clothing. And the reason why they say the Kohen Gadol wears that and doesn't wear Big Day Zav and the Shmona Begodim, all his eight garments. Because Ein Kateger, Nasa Saneger, you don't want to raise gold, ticks off right away. Wait a second. That's the golden calf. That's the major sin of Klal Yisrael. All punishments have their germination from the Egel HaZahav. Better wear simple linen clothing. So Rav Sorotsky in Zichron Levrocha, in Oznaim LaTorah, points out that the Kohen Gadol switches begadim. Ein mishamish bekotzi hakotzim bebigdei zahav. When he goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear bigdei zahav. He wears the simple, as the psukim say, the simple linen garments. Because when you get into the Kodesh HaKodashim, you shouldn't mention the gold. So the question is, well, why does he wear outside the gold? Notice he's coming to the Azorah, he's entering into the Beit HaMikdash. He comes into the Azorah, where all the Kohanim, all Klal Yisrael are still watching there, and there he's wearing Bigdei Zahav. When he's about ready to get into the Kodesh Kodashim, he takes off those garments, and he puts on the simple linen garments. So he tells the story, he calls them the mitchakmim. People think that they're very smart, they understand, like I said, they have an understanding and insight in everything. And they've attacked the rabbonis on this issue. How, rabbis, do you get up in front of the congregation and you castigate? How do you take a person that you, what do you call it again? They use the example that you catch him eating treifas in a treifa restaurant, and you yell at him and you degrade him and this and that. Why don't you learn from Levi Yitzhak Barditchev that he always looked for the good in the Jewish people? How do you attack? And we know darn well that the correct way, the historical way is, and it's a responsibility of the Rav, to get up in front of his congregation, when, or in the yeshiva, to say it. You have to be intelligent, you have to be smart, Rabbi, you have to use your words correctly, but to point out, you're going in the wrong way, and you have to correct your ways. How do you do that? Which one or the other? So the Aznaim LaTorah says the vort is a very obvious, deep, profound in some way, but obvious vort. When you are talking to Klal Yisrael, when you're talking to your congregation, call it as it is. If they are doing bad things, if there's a kiddush club, I'm using these old things, or talking throughout davening, or there's a lack of tznius in the community, or everybody wants to show that I'm wealthier, I'm richer, I'm smarter than anyone else, and so on and so forth. Condemn them. This is not the way lo darkei shel Torah. That's not the way that you live. But Rabbi, when you turn around and you're going to say your Shmoneh Esrei, Kohen Gadol, when you're in front of the congregation, show them the golden garments. Let it rip their hearts out. Let them know that their lives, their future, depends upon their doing tshuva. And they have to do tshuva based upon the Egel HaZahav. But Kohen Gadol, when you get into the Kodei Kodoshim, when it's just you and God, you're not with your big day zov. En katega nasasega. You can't, the prosecutor can't be the defense. You're there to defend. That's your job there. Your job at Kohen Gadol in the Kodei Kodoshim is to come to God and talk about Klal Yisrael, as Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Barditchev used to say. Rabbeinu Shalom, you shouldn't harm the Klal Yisrael. They mean it. They're intelligent. What could you do? The society influence them. It's very difficult upon them. Be dan dem lekav zchut. So we have these two things, both of them, and it's responsibility of each and every individual. It's not just the Kohen Gadol, and it's not just the Rav, and it's not just the Rosh Yeshiva, and it's not just the father and mother in the family. Every person, there's a time when you are going to head and wear the big day hazov to get people to do tshuva, and then there's a time when it's your responsibility to find favor, justification to Rabbeinu Shalom for things that have gone wrong. And in Yirtz Hashem, that's a way to bring a Gula Shleima to Klal Yisrael, Kol Olam B'Viat Goel Tzedek, Amen.